Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. Of course, I want you to holler at me, so give me a call, 347-826-7435. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Holler at your boy, 347-826-7435. And I know some of y'all are a little scared. I can't call. My fingers hurt. I got arthritis. Well, maybe you don't have arthritis. You just don't want to call. Email a brother. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, I got you. Also, our social network. You can go to my Facebook group, the Smooth Drama Group. Request to jump in, myself or Mr. J. We'll hook you up and let you in. And last but not least, hey, just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me and I'll add you back. Because I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got you. Look me up. In the meantime, it's Thursday. So y'all know we got a lot of stuff. You listened to me before. We got a lot of stuff to get in on Thursday. I got the dumbass of the week. I got the hater of the week. Got Groundhog Day. And we have a coon alert, so sit back and relax, and let me just go in. Starting off with something, and you know, generally I like to talk about things that don't make sense, and this segment is my dumbass things that don't make sense segment. So I start off with, there was a woman who, she made breast milk brownies. And, you know, people were all up in arms over it. Like, how dare she make damn breast milk brownies? Part of the game is that. That's some bullshit. Blah, 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 blah. You know, because, you know, they say, well, breast milk is like sharing bodily fluids. And, you know, it's like blood, they say. And so what they say, because it's not pasteurized, whatnot, if somebody is sick, they can pass on their hormones to other people. You know, and so what they're saying is, because the government doesn't pasteurize it and do what they do, because, you know, trusting the government to pasteurize your cow milk, because everything the government does is a-okay and good for you, right? Anyway, you know, people don't go for it. But what's never made sense to me is the fact that y'all love cow milk. You know, just first and foremost, right off the top, if you black or Asian, you're probably lactose intolerant, right? Just right off the top. It's not good for you, because cow's milk was made for who? Baby cows. Not adults. Not grown people. So, you know, I would think that of all the things that would be good for you, human milk would be good for you as opposed to cow milk. And so for me, the argument is, why are we so worried about human milk over and not worried about cow milk? Now they'll say pasteurized, whatnot, and there's germs, and but you cook it. You burn a lot of the germs out. At least that's what I would like to believe. You know, you just like whatever it is. I know bacteria flourishes in the heat as opposed to the cold, but it just goes dormant in the cold. In the cold, you have a chance to burn it out. And I mean, now I in particular, I just don't like milk, so it doesn't matter. Breast milk, brownies, whatever. I can take it or leave it, but quite honestly, and I'm not asking for any lactating ladies out there, because I know there's a whole group of people that are into the whole lactating and licking titties and drinking breast milk. No, I ain't talking about that shit. What I'm saying is, I would take the breast milk baking, depending on the woman, of course, over the cow milk. I'm sorry, I've been to the hospital for cow milk, so I haven't been to the hospital over human milk, so I'm thinking I'm going to roll with that, but that's just me. Now, and if you disagree, hey, feel free, holler at me. Either email me smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com or give me a call and tell me why you think I'm tripping. 347-826-7435. Now, you know, I can't talk about something stupid without talking about the state of Florida. It's just, there's something in the water there. Maybe it's some bad breast milk in the water down in Florida. But there was a man who was suffocated to death after having sex with his pet anaconda. Homie, 22-year-old, had a 23-foot-long anaconda. 23-foot-long anaconda. That's a long-ass anaconda. 23 feet. I mean, for example, it's almost, I'm 6'1", so we're talking about, it's like almost 4 of me. I'm 6'1". That's a lot of snake. And apparently this dude, David Brown, he was found naked and completely enveloped by his pet when they, you know, walked in. Because apparently this dude was into bestiality and exotic asphyxiation. And according to his friend, Tyler Johnson, he said he wasn't hurting anybody and that animals love sex as much as humans, that it was a consensual thing. Who am I to judge? Oh. you think about it, and he, you know, he was like, he's telling, well, yeah, I have sex with my pets. See, y'all always wonder why they had them dumb laws, and you're like, why they have these laws, you can't have sex with sheep. Because there are people who want to have sex with animals. Now, I don't know how that would make you feel if you was a young lady dating this cat, right? Because, shit, he would rather have sex with a snake. Snakes are not cute. Some people think they're cute, whatever. I don't see the cuteness in the snake. And so, for me, I'm not getting it. I'm not understanding it. And this is when I think we gotta stop with these diagnoses, because everybody got diagnosed. He's got paranoid, schizophrenia, doodoophrenia. I mean, they make up all kinds of conditions just to say they ass is crazy. I mean, he's having sex with a 23-year-old predator, 23-foot-long predator, and he's into the asphyxiation. So he's like training the snake to squeeze him as he's, I mean, I can't, The thought of that just made my balls shrink like half an inch, a quarter of an inch. It's some horrible shit, right? When somebody, you're thinking about in the dogs and the cats that he's owned, he's like, it's consensual. I mean, homie is rape. Well, ain't raping no more because he's dead, but he was raping animals because ain't no dog speak English. Ain't no cat speak English. Ain't no anaconda speak English. Anaconda speak anaconda. Dog speak dog. Cat speak cat. They don't speak what we speak. And so because, you know, this is a white dude just sitting up there like, hey, check it out. You know, I ain't letting you out to get no loving. So I know you ain't had no loving in a whole year and a half. I mean, you eating meow mix. Won't you let a brother like me hit it? Hello. Won't you let a brother like me hit it? I mean, he's sitting up there like that. That's his rationale, and so he's hitting the animal. So I can't say that I'm sad that he's gone. She's kind of funny. But the fact that, once again, you have to make laws to tell these people, hey, don't, you can't fuck your animals. You have to tell them, you can't fuck your animals. What part of the game is that? Terrible. But hey, that ain't even my dumbass of the week. So, you know, I'm about to go in. This is the dumbass of the week right here. Always got to get that last one in. Kate Elizabeth Pritchard. Who in the hell is Kate Elizabeth Pritchard? She's the woman who, she got a woman in Tennessee who got married and was arrested for pulling out her gun and trying to shoot her new husband. Yeah. Kate Elizabeth Pritchard, one, had a gun at her wedding. Cuckoo Cocoa Puffs, right? Because, you know, we start talking about gun control. I'm like, look, you know, you don't need gun control. You just need all these crazy folk, because they're crazy. Just let all these crazy folk live in the same place. They need guns to protect themselves from these imaginary threats, whatnot. We all trying to get them. They all need to live together. Well, this woman, they start fighting after, you know, getting married, and they were drinking, and so they had an argument over something, and she had a 9mm pistol in her wedding dress, pointed at her husband's head and pulled the trigger. It wasn't loaded, so she went back to load it so that she could finish the job on her wedding night. Yeah, probably shouldn't have got married, but hey, that's the least of their concerns. I mean, who packs a 9mm to their wedding? Now, I have a funny story. I had a guy that used to be the homie that when I got married to my ex, he was at the wedding with the gun like you never know. You never know. So I found out later that he had a gun at the wedding. It's like, you know, I thought weddings were safe places. Apparently it is not. So, you know, you have to think. You thinking about getting that free food and hang out and feel good about yourself, you putting yourself in danger. Bride might have a 9mm in that thong. Yeah. I need a break. This is Gene Gray. Going crazy.
Looking behind me, I'm paranoid, caught beating like quick, running really fast and quick. Please drop in the ditch and get cold about the moment while you moaning. Somebody's calling Jane, or something flipping and switching the shadow from the city lights and it's new. I can't sleep no more, can't eat food inside of my jaw. Pardon me, y'all. I feel it in the air like I'm Phil Collins. It'll probably make it on my first instinct to get violent. I can't see it till he got pitch me sexy. If he ever appears in his dreams, just got sick me. I'm hearing words spoken when I'm turning off the lights. Feeling hands choking my neck, provoking me to fight. Seeing crosses, two pieces, mom's been accosted in prison. And these pictures that yo, I can't come off and oh God, I said I'm going crazy. Oh Lord, I wish you'd save me. And I'm pushed with kicks in the ground and Willie D's balls. I'm down on my knees while I'm pounding my teeth on the street until my back moves to and everything leaves. Man, I need help or counseling something. How about I end nothing? Find a support who start crying like I've been afflicted with sickness. Just witness and can't get to sleep. This is maybe I'm kissing. They can't kiss some dangerous agents from the matrix and baby brain space. I need a refill of pills. I hate this. To hold me back from snapping my grill, an equal package to hold a nerve back from the will. I'm backtracking through the nightmares, fight tears, down tears, like I'm normal, avoiding bitter and cheers. Much older than years, I'm still running from my mouth, running, running. I'm asking from going crazy. Oh, God, I wish you'd save me. Watching me through my cell phone. I can hear the tapping through the dial phone. Distract me, hack me, somebody's gonna get me hectic now. My neck twitching, muscles stay restless. Brain pad and scattered hectic. Hex is on the mind. Suppressing everyone I ever met. Better yet, lately I've been thinking I've been better dead. Put a bullet hole inside my fitted cap and call it end. The story told it with the motherfuckers never let up. Or make the tilt because my body senses always get up. I let her off on the soul while it's shot so they know that I fight. My neighbors call the cops every night. I won't answer the door because I'm scared. And the drugs won't help, but I smoke to get me right. I see him creeping in the dark, coming for me. Demons on my terror, the menace in the shadows. I'm scared, nigga. I think I'm going crazy. Oh Lord, I wish you'd save me.
You see, what's taking place with him right now, he's not even getting a chance to play, and he's better than 90% plus of the backups playing in the NFL, let alone some starters that are playing right now. Which is the point. He's better than 90% of the backups and a whole lot of starters out there. Why is he not on the team? He wasn't screaming. He wasn't hollering. See, because we just going to go over this shit. Because for some reason, folks just can't hear shit that makes sense. They only hear the shit that don't make sense. It wasn't his stats. Great stats. 16 touchdowns, 4 intercepts on a terrible 49er team. Y'all know when y'all watch some of them games, Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers, they did a lot for shopping in the Bay Area. Because when them games came on, you wasn't staying inside watching the 49ers. You was like, hell no. I got to go do something. So the economy went up because the 49ers are so terrible. But he still did good, even though his team sucked ass. What's his reward? Oh, because he wanted to stand up. And I would be remiss if I didn't keep saying this every week, which I have been saying. He stood up for you, quote-unquote common people. Because all the people who come out against him are always talking about, oh, he needs to not be loud. He needs to, I mean, I haven't seen Colin Kaepernick scream anything. He just said, hey, the police are like the slave patrol. I think y'all agree with that. I mean, most black folks know the fact that we had so many shootings. I mean, it wasn't a coincidence. I mean, I don't think he lied about the cops. Wouldn't stand for the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem. You know, I mean, and I guess for some folks, it's once again, it's that patriotic thing. You pledge allegiance to some folks that enslaved you. The dude who wrote it was a slave master. You know, be faithful to your masters. In the verse that they don't sing. But we supposed to love these slave songs. Because it's a tradition, unlike the masters. Cordell Stewart comes out and says this, and then goes out, he's not giving himself a chance, even though he's better than a lot of the people that's out there playing. But he says, I don't think it's the owners. Then who is it? It's not the owner. It's not the coaches. It's Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick is the one who's saying, don't sign me. Because, hey, I have a conscience, and I'm all about truth and justice. Yeah. See, that's a delusion. It's all about the big lie. You don't even care. And I'm going to keep saying it again and again and again. This cat is not playing because they don't like the fact that a rich man will stand up for poor people. See, because Batman is an illusion. Billionaires don't go out at night and fight for poor people and put criminals in jail. Billionaires are the criminals. Or they pay the criminals to rob and steal from you. But you didn't hear it from me. I don't know what's happening there. But yeah, Cordell Stewart. Coon alert. If he's in your area and the KKK is beating your ass, in his mind, he's going to say, well, you were too loud. It was you. I don't think it's the KKK. It's you. You shouldn't have said nothing. And they wouldn't have beat your ass. That's how coons think. If you don't say nothing, guess what? Massa gonna love you. Massa gonna treat you right. And that's why Cordell Stewart, even though he loved Massa to death, ain't got no job. It's not working out for you. But hey, whatever. Now, we can talk about who my hater of the week is. You want to think about what's the hater of the week? I mean, you know, there are a lot of haters out there, but actually, I'd be remiss if I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Right?
Hate. I hate you.
Who do they hate? Missouri. Missouri passed Senate Bill 43. What is Senate Bill 43? Well, Senate Bill 43 makes it damn near impossible for you to sue someone that's discriminating against you or an organization that's discriminating against you. Think about that for a second. That it's a bill that they was like, you know what? We need to hold folks down. We not doing as bad on them as we should be. We need to do something else. So they passed SB 43. As a caller, welcome to the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I be of service?
Yeah, good evening, sir. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing good. I was just wondering if is this show like talk about like things like politics, or is it just strictly on other like term points, or are you sort of open to anything?
I am open to anything. I talk a little bit of this, I talk a little bit of that. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the way the media is portraying. Like, I don't know if you see the recent news about the Department of Justice going at Harvard and some of the Ivy League schools about affirmative action and some of the quotas for different racial groups.
Okay.
And the media is trying to portray this because of their obvious, negative bent they have towards the president. They're trying to make this as if this is some issue of people trying to get rid of affirmative action or anything, but the actual details of the case was this is a lawsuit filed by a group of Asian students upset with the fact that schools like Harvard have quotas on how many different racial groups, whether they be white or Asian, that can be allowed into these schools. And they're trying to argue that they should get rid of that whole system and adopt a strictly merit-based system based on your academic scores and results. And a lot of students in these schools are really upset with the fact that black students are able to get in with far lower SAT scores. And groups like Asians, for example, are penalized. For example, they'll dock 20 points off whatever their score is, as an example, just because they're Asian. And
okay.
So that's a whole dynamic that's being done. But the media is trying to twist it from having an actual discussion about these issues in school admission. And they're trying to turn this into some sort of racist thing that the president is trying to somehow get rid of affirmative action. And I just think that it's just completely irresponsible for them to take a serious discussion and just try to politicize it like they have.
Okay. Well, what's your name, brother?
My name is Michael.
Michael, thank you for calling. And I will definitely address your issue. If you like to stay on, I will address it. Thank you for calling. All right. Now, when we talk about affirmative action, I mean, we know there was a historical injustice that happened. We know it as slavery. And so instead of the quote-unquote 40 acres and a mule that we were supposed to get, the affirmative action is supposed to make up for the 500, 600, 700 years where you weren't allowed to get an education. If you learned, you were shot. Now, yes, the media is going to slant it and make it look like underrepresented groups are the cause of this, because underrepresented groups cannot defend themselves because, keyword, they are underrepresented. If you go at the Asians are very represented. The Asian bloc, China, Korea, you know, they are supported by superior nations. Very strong nations with strong political, financial backing. So if you attack the Asians, you know, they have a block that you can't even fool with. I mean it sounds simple, but see, a bully doesn't pick on the person that can fight. The bully looks for the weakest person, i.e. the press is the bully. The weakest person, the once again, the underrepresented group. So, I mean, because we're not even going to talk about Trump and saying that the media is trying to frame him. I mean, because he doesn't need any help fucking shit up. Excuse my language, but don't excuse my language. Donald Trump is bad all by himself. You know, I don't even need to get into it. Everybody knows it's like every day you wake up, it's like roll the dice, bam, what's going to happen? Because, you know, something different is going to happen with that cat. You don't need to blame or pin anything on him. But if you just say, oh, Asian students want to be in on merit, there's no argument there. I mean, and you're not going to attack the Asian bloc once again. And two, it's serving an agenda for, you know, quite frankly, white people who would say, well, hey, it should be about merit. Everything is fair again, because that's generally the argument. You know, because once again, it's real easy to block out 500, 600 years of slavery and Jim Crow and policies and laws that were created by lawmakers to make sure that people of color, black people in particular, wouldn't and couldn't exceed. Succeed. Now, those things are thrown away, but you know, 9/11, never forget. Jewish Holocaust, never forget. We're taught to never forget these things, but something that went on for decades. We're talking about generations. Your great 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 great. The whole roots thing. That stuff is just glossed over because, you know, once again, we're not important. We don't count. We haven't historically counted in this country. So, yeah. Michael, thank you for your call. But I think, you know, that's a whole workaround so that racist people can say, well, hey, it should be about merit, like everything is fair and has always historically been fair. You know, when you're running a race, but you've got a 600-yard lead to just to start, you can't say that's a fair race. Even though some folks will say that, but it's like, you got 600 yards. You got six football fields ahead of me, but we should, it's a fair race. Whew. On that note, I think I'm going to go on break. This is A Tribe Called Quest. Whatever will be.
Hell, this motherfucker's got rhythm, got rhythm, got rhythm, got rhythm.
Jive with your poor thousandaire ass. I mean, you know, talking about, oh, people attacking the president. It's, no. You ain't got to attack that dude. Don't have to attack him at all. He's attacking himself. I mean, it's like, anyway, I'm just not even going to go. It's just, it's hilarious that people will defend the incompetent. And I mean, because this American politics, it's like a sociological experiment where people defend the dumb to a fault. I mean, because we say it's racism, which 99.999% is what it is. But then you would say that people defend the dumb, just fucking stupid for no reason whatsoever. I mean, perfect example. You know, if you listen to my show, I mean, I've had a lot of criticism for President Obama, former President Obama. I mean, he never said black. I don't recall him doing anything for black folks besides being black. But, you know, I never attacked him as a man, father, whatnot. It's just, you disagree with the politics. Yes, he was a black man, but what was his politics and what did he ever do for black folks? But he was an intelligent brother, and he represented himself well, and he was not someone that was never on point. Now, you get a guy like this, Trump, who, I mean, I mean, if you can do or say something stupid, he is all for. I mean, I used to miss George. I miss George Bush because George Bush Jr. was one of the funniest cats ever. To, you know, as far as if something stupid can happen, it was gonna happen to him. He was just hilarious for no reason whatsoever. He was like Mike Tyson. When Mike Tyson was in his heyday, and you knew you had to listen after he knocked the cat out, you had to listen to that press conference because you knew he was going to say something that was so ridiculous. So funny. You was going to pass out because Mike would just be rambling on. He's like these mumble rappers, and then he'll say like a big word, preposterous. I'm impregnable. Because, you know, I'm a guy. You know, he's just going to say a bunch of words that just didn't make sense whatsoever. And, I mean, that's kind of Trump now. But I am remiss if I don't stick to my show diagrams. And, you know, it's that time where I talk about Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? But this one was kind of easy to jump on. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice. Now, you know he's not a good guy if he's from West Virginia and his name is Jim Justice. But I digress. I'm hating, but I'm not hating. I'm just making, it's a casual observation. Anyway, Jim Justice, Democratic governor, announces his flip to become a Republican. His reason, he said, "Let me just say this to you as bluntly as I can say it, West Virginia. At the altar, when we had it done, like it or not like it, but the Democrats walked away from me." He said this at a Trump rally. Now, I would tell you with lots of prayers and lots of thinking, today I tell you as West Virginians, I can't help you anymore being a Democrat government. So tomorrow, I will be changing my registration to Republican. Now, he ran as a Democrat in the state's 2016 race, but never, you know, of course, back Hillary Clinton. So when Trump won West Virginia by 42 points, his largest margin of victory over Clinton in any state, hell, Jim Justice was like, shit, something's on the wall. I better, because this ain't the first time, because he actually started off as a Republican. So he switched, you know, be a Democrat because he, you know, thought Hillary's going to win and whatnot. I don't know. But, yeah, Trump won by the largest margin. So he's like, you know what? Democrats walked away from me, so I'm going back. What makes this a Groundhog Day racist thing? It goes back to what I've said about politics, and I argue with my homies all the time. They be talking about Republicans, Democrats, and policies, whatnot. And I'm like, I don't see the difference between these cats. I'm like, you know, I put my glasses on, take my glasses off. They all look the same to me. And Jim Justice, prime example. Came in the door Republican, you know, hating on me. Switched up as Democrat, still hating on me. Now he's back to Republican. And guess what? He's probably still hating on me. Political affiliation, Republican, Democrat. Democrat, Republican. What do they have in common? What did Jim Justice have in common? Hey, I back the dude who don't like you. Because, hey, I don't like you. We're going to make America great again. Starting right here in West Virginia. Because, you know, West Virginia sets the tone for the whole nation. I mean, if everybody was all about having sex with their cousins. I mean, I ain't saying that's real, but I've heard that goes down in West Virginia like that. I don't know. I could be wrong, but yeah. West Virginia. Place to be. Jim Justice. Governor of West Virginia. Woo-ha! Anyway. I mean, it's one of those things. When we talk about Groundhog Day, we talk about things that happen that that are racist, and that you know, we start talking about. See, people talk about when they talk about civil rights, whatnot. That it's always made to look like when you're talking about rights, that we're trying to get special rights. And it's like, no, it's not special rights. It's equal rights. Like, the rights you have, we want those rights. See, that's the argument. People are like, oh, you're protesting. You're trying to get something special. Nah, we just trying to get treated like you. Case in point, Michelle Carter. She was sentenced today, 15 months in jail for goading and encouraging Conrad Roy III in committing suicide. But she's allowed to remain free while her appeal is pending, because she's appealing a guilty charge that she is beyond a shadow of a doubt guilty of. See, let's take this into perspective. I gotta talk about the dumbest black man in America, OJ. OJ got 9 years for not holding the gun, for actually not threatening anybody. All the crimes were committed by the folks that was with him. But he went to jail, and none of them did. And he went to jail over something that people get probation for. Fast forward to Michelle Carter, who a plethora of messages telling Conrad, kill himself. Kill yourself. You ain't done it yet. You ain't done it yet. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. You ain't done it yet. You ain't done it yet. Kill yourself. I mean, you haven't done it yet. You can jump off the roof. You can hang yourself. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. If you follow this case, if you just read some of the stuff that she was texting to a young man that's like, yeah, I can't go through with it. I can't sit in the car and kill myself. She's like, what? She's going the extra mile. It's like, ladies, y'all probably can relate to this. That dude that's trying to get some from you, and he is pulling out. Come on, are you serious? We naked, it's right there. Just let me put the head in. I mean, you know, anything to get some. That's how she was begging him to kill himself. Now, it was one of them, you know, we got these disconnected internet relationships, which, you know, I got a show I'm fashioning behind that. We're going to talk about it. But the point is, she is out. You know, she's allowed to remain free while she's appealing this. And, I mean, it's horrible. If you read it, it's horrible. You know, young man, yeah. I mean, he has issues. I mean, and she was helping him out with his issues. Like, you know what? She's crazy. She's crazy. Because she came out and says, I love me. You know, crazy love. But crazy nonetheless. And she gets to be out. She gets to be out. Now, not defending OJ. God damn, I hate even talking about this, but that's the one you know. So we're saying OJ got 9 years. 9 hard years. 9. She's out. And I mean, a dude is dead. And she was in it. She was getting it in. Just please, Michelle Carter and Conrad. You know, Conrad Roy III. Look that shit up. And read some of the testimony that she said, and you tell me, you know, because I don't like to use the words that they put out here, woke, white privilege, all that other stuff. All I'm is just saying, you know, there's an example. It's real simple. She's a horrible person. A young horrible person, but a horrible person nonetheless. She's out free, just walking around. But your black ass, you can get 9 years for doing not even close. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-word. This is another Smooth Drama production. Y'all know what it is. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell
did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Smooth. smooth.